This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, third and final hour. Your calls coming up momentarily and a ton of news. It's so important. Please stay with us. The toll-free number to join me on air is 1-800-259-9231. We are live the 27th of May, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're about to go to your calls. I'm going to get into more detail. I tried to hurry through this last hour and didn't cover it properly. Classified, censoring a report about 911. Bush officials are refusing to permit the release of matters already in the public domain, including the existence of intelligence documents referring to the CIA website. Bush answers on 911 overdue. Chicago Sun-Times. Syrian leader questions Al-Qaeda existence. The best connected investor in America is the Carlyle Group. Talk about their scams. Ex-minister held in child sex ring case. What do you hear about this? Probe into happy pill after spat of suicides. Government bows to pressure over Prozac and Cerax. DNA sweep in Toronto alarms many. Door-to-door blood grabbing. Labor faces ID card rebellion over the national ID card in England. Drone research looks at traffic applications. It's not about watching the border of the illegals, as they've said. It's about watching you. It's all coming up. I know we've got many callers that are patiently holding, and we're going to get to you right now. Jan and Wyatt and Harold and others. Or is it Howard? I don't know. John as well. Stay right there. But right now, let's talk to Jan in Florida. Jan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, thank you very much. My concern is the Christian manipulation. Christians are being manipulated and used and misrepresented. Why is Bush playing up to the Christians if we're supposed to be represented as the enemies of the government? Is he just manipulating the Christians into anti-government sentiments and then trying to blame us?
Okay, it's more sophisticated than that. You're talking about the FBI training manuals, the video of FEMA we have in the Road to Tyranny, where they say Christians and the Founding Fathers and homeschoolers are terrorists. That's being done quietly by the police and the military and FEMA with the police, training them with the Southern Poverty Law Center ADL line, okay? Then generally Bush then says, oh, Christians, I care about you and your values, while he expands the BATF, while he gets rid of the borders, while he doubles the size of the Department of Education, while he tries to take over the churches with a faith-based initiative. So there's two types of churches. There's those big ones that are paid off by the government and basically say that George Bush is the savior. I've even heard some of them imply that.
Right.
This godly man and cover up Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. Then you have the real Christians, the conservative homeschooling type, who they're worried about, who know who they are. They're quietly demonizing that group. There's probably only been 10 mainstream news articles about it in the last year, and we have all of them in the films. So that's being quietly done. And it's being expanded. The Clinton program is being expanded under Bush like every other Clinton program.
Yeah, but aren't Christians playing right into their hands by their rhetoric?
Well, not deceived Christians who just go to church on Sunday, but who are corrupt and don't even know what the Bill of Rights is. Those that are following the false prophets are, that Christ warned us about, but no, real Christians are the greatest enemy of the New World Order. That's why they're quietly demonizing them.
Okay.
I mean, take Fox News. They act like they're all conservative and Christian and like Christians, but meanwhile, they've got the most evil shows on their network. See, it's a multifaceted attack.
Okay, but you don't think that Christians are basically playing into their hands?
Well, I said
like
mainstream.
Public, like the Jerry Falwell types in the public.
Ma'am, stay there. I'll talk to you on the. Don't hang up, okay? I'll talk to the other side about this. It's an important issue. Perhaps other callers want to chime in on this. 800-259-9231.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, and cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Toxins are everywhere. They're in the air you breathe, in the food you eat, in the water you drink, and as a result, illness and disease have increased to the point that eventually we're all going to get sick with something unless we find a way to get these toxins and metals out of the body. EDTA chelation treatments cost about $100 each and take several hours at the doctor's office, not to mention the discomfort. But now there's Detoximate. This chelation suppository is a major breakthrough and is destined to revolutionize the way we detox our bodies. How much would you pay for 10 chelation treatments? Well, you can get approximately the same amount of chelating for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order Detoximin today. Hey, get the lead out, along with the mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and all the other stuff that gunks up your arteries and organs. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of chelation, says Detoximin works, and it does. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're talking to Jan in Florida. And Jan, you were continuing talking about Christians, that Christians are playing into the hands of the New World Order. Can you elaborate on your point and what you're getting at?
Okay, people like the individuals who came out after 9/11 and said, God takes his protecting hand off of America because we're so sinful and we're so evil. And there's anti-liberals, you know, Clinton's bad, Bush is good, type of thing. And if you're, you know, if you're for Bush, you're a Christian, and if you're for Clinton, you're a, or for any other liberal politician, you're, you know, an atheist and everything. Isn't this just being manipulated? I mean, if it's not a liberal conservative issue point to start with, it doesn't really matter.
No, well, absolutely. I mean, you've hit on a big point here. Bill Clinton is evil, is corrupt, but he's just a puppet, just like George W. Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush and the rest of them. They don't own and run the New World Order. The big European banks do. But when the Christian politicians, and that's what really what they are, these big-time folks that are getting all the federal funds now, when they came out and they said, this is a holy war and you're with the devil if you're against it, that was a fraud. But when they said that God has taken his protection away from America and allowed these attacks to take place because we have become a corrupt and decadent nation on average, that was true. It's a scientific fact. You reap what you sow. When you become corrupt, when you become decadent, when you become ignorant and dumbed down, then people are able to run scams on you. And so when Jerry Falwell got criticized for saying that, I said, how ridiculous. That makes perfect sense. So Falwell is right on that issue. He's wrong about saying George Bush is godly and this war is holy. So they tell you some truth, but a lot of it is mixed with lies. So, Jan, that's what they're doing here. Now, real Christians, you said, well, why are Christians being demonized by the FBI? Those are homeschooling, Bible-believing, people that actually know the Bill of Rights and Constitution, people that know that Bush is a big government takeover Trojan horse. The FBI, FEMA, others, they're running around the police department saying, these people are bad. They're not worried about the big church on the corner where, you know, they basically say George Bush is God's vicar on earth, like he's the new Pope or something. That is the establishment taking over basically Pharisees and Sadducees as it was in the Bible, so it is today. Christ said you'd mainly have false prophets and people out there giving you the government line like the Pharisees were doing for Caesar. So that's what we have. As it was 2,000 years ago, it is today. So that's what we're dealing with right now. And these churches are being told to lay down, to go along with the corruption, to give up your rights, or the liberals will get you, when in truth, when it comes to real policy on trade and open borders and globalism and confiscating our guns, Bush and Clinton are totally on the same page. Does that answer your question?
Okay, so it's really, this is a very new thing to me, and so I'm just getting into this.
Yeah, they've always tried to manage the paradigms, but look, open borders, Clinton and Bush are the same. NAFTA and GATT, Clinton and Bush are the same. Supercomputers of communist China, Clinton and Bush are the same. Signing campaign finance reform, restricting the First Amendment. Ultra-liberals and Bush vote together. Bush didn't want to arm any of the airline pilots. Ultra-liberals did. Bush expanded the ATF, the Department of Education, created the newest and biggest federal agency ever, Homeland Security. On all the key issues, they're on the same page. The rhetoric is different. That's the only change.
Okay, so it really doesn't matter if you vote liberal or conservative. It has nothing to do with...
I would vote for the candidate, whether they're Libertarian, Democrat, Republican, Constitutional Party, Reform Party, locally in your area, who has a record for lower government, pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty, who wants to get rid of NAFTA and GATT that has totally shut down our economy.
Okay, so look at their records instead of listening to their rhetoric.
Exactly.
Okay.
And politics is boring because the average American knows it's a fraud. Oh, it doesn't matter who's in there. But if you get outside the paradigm and understand how it's really run, it becomes very exciting.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciated that. Wyatt in Maryland. Wyatt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
How you doing, my friend?
Terrific. Listen, I've got a couple things I'd like to cover. I was listening to C-SPAN radio on the public hearing coverage of the Council on Foreign Relations board that's investigating the 9/11. And there's a guest I think that you should try and get. She was Assistant Secretary to Transportation. Her name is Mary Schiavo. And when she was, as she was being introduced by the panel, they made it a point to say, oh, she has prior engagement, so she can only speak for 3 minutes. They made it a point before she ever said a word to say this. Then she has a report handed to us. So then they went to her, introduced her, and she said, yes, I'd like to do a summary of my report. She went beyond 3 minutes, and she was laying it all out about everything that went wrong with 9/11 that is proving to be lies that the administration has said, and they cut her off. They said, "You've gone over your 3 minutes." She She went about 5 minutes, but she was laying it all out, and I think she really wants to speak. I think she needs a forum to speak in. And her name is Mary Schiavo, but I do not know how to get a hold of her. And she's
she was the former what?
Former Assistant Secretary to Transportation. And she wanted to speak. I could tell she wanted to speak. She wanted to lay it out, and they rushed it. They gave her the bum's rush on and off because they knew she would open up. And I think it's so if you can possibly, I'll try and find a way to get in touch with her.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, these panels have been CFR panels. They're all CFR members. They're having staged meetings, staged people. But in these last few hearings, they always have somebody that slips through that's causing them big problems.
Right, and she's one of them, and I think she really needs a forum to speak in. Another topic, I got a questionnaire from my House of Representative, Socialist Communist Ben Cardin from Maryland here, and it's a 19 question, a questionnaire that you're supposed to answer yes or no to and send it back. I'll just give you three examples of the types of questions that they want you to answer yes or no to. Should the federal government restrict travel to countries that have large SARS outbreaks? Isn't that amazing that SARS has made this publication? Another one. Does the color-coded Homeland Security Advisory System provide useful information to you? Of course not. You know, here's another one. Should the U.S. government be able to indefinitely detain a suspected terrorist? This is the kind of stuff that they're asking the average idiot citizen to answer yes or no to.
And then when the average person goes, yeah, detain those citizens for our safety, they'll go, look, it's a democracy. This flyer we sent out, they say they want it. No, in a republic, in a democracy, if 51% say kill all white people, kill all black people, kill all redheads, it happens. In a republic, they're protected by a rule of law, by the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Well, these questions are just unbelievable. I just read a few ones that I thought were important. It's really, really interesting because Monday, I opened up my mail from the weekend, and I have a thing from a local group that's teaching the Constitution here in Maryland, and they have about 100 or so people come all the time, and it's really growing. But it was a Patrick Henry speech from before the Second Virginia Convention in March 23rd, 1775, even before the outbreak of the Revolution. And just let me one little short passage. It says, he says, "Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying sublimely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our powers. The millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty and in such a country as that which we possess are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us." And that's what you want to, that's what we need today.
Well, I know this. That's why they call Patrick Henry a terrorist, because the Declaration of Independence says we run this country. We have the right to defend ourselves and to throw the creatures out if they become destructive of liberty and freedom. And that has now obviously happened, Wyatt. And
that's
they,
right.
The globalists, are the enemy combatants. They are the enemy force. They are the terrorists. They are the usurpers destroying this constitutional republic.
That's right. Alex, if like you say, if they come by, if they once again do another terrorist attack on us, it'll be huge. It'll be something that the people, just like the SARS, people are frightened. It's something they can't see.
Yeah, SARS is just a warm up.
Yes. Yes, but I can't believe that. I mean, 150,000 people a year in this country die from botched operations or wrong anesthesia or wrong prescriptions.
35 to 36,000 from the flu.
Right, from the flu alone. Yet in this questionnaire that just came out, he's asking about SARS. So it's already been pushed in the forefront for us to swallow and to digest.
And Wyatt, who launched the anthrax attack?
Oh well, the CIA did. The globalists did.
And the whole cabinet and the president were on Cipro 4 weeks before it first showed up in Boca Raton. Harold, or is it Howard in Missouri? When we get back, and other calls and a bunch of other news, stay with me.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populace assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
Monday through Friday, from 11 until 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, I do this show, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time with a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. until 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank the sponsors, the listeners, all the great AM and FM affiliates in shortwave as well, the folks running the internet, Rod over at mtktalk.com. I want to thank Mark and Paul and Matt and Ted Anderson and Michael Trudeau and everybody that makes this network possible. God bless you. We're doing really important things here. More of that news coming up that I mentioned earlier. You don't want to miss it, believe me. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Howard in Missouri, then Bill in New Jersey. You're up next. Howard, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Alex Jones. I have recently been reading in 2 Chronicles 23:11, and, you know, they anointed a son of a king, you know. They said, God save the king, you know. And so I don't know if you're familiar with 2 Chronicles 23:11.
Okay.
But the idea of this, I've got a book here that says the true story of the seventh in line to the British crown. And, of course, in that book is pictures of the mother and the queen's mother, and they all kind of look like the Bush family, you know. And, of course, I know that the Constitution was...
You're talking about British Israelism.
Well, that's possible. But, you know, in the Bible, it talks about how they anointed the king and gave him the testimonies. And, see, with the Constitution, you know how they're tearing up the Constitution and manipulating it. Maybe we should forsake the Constitution and go with the king in this country, and we should say, God save George W. Bush, you know, King George, you know.
So would we say that if Hitler was in Germany, let's go ahead, the Bible says follow Hitler?
A lot of people liked Hitler. You know, in Germany they did. I don't know why. And I tell you what I think, yeah, that's another story about, I think, Deuteronomy 23:2 about, you know, how illegitimate children were allowed into the Congregation of God for 10 generations. It was a Jewish law, you know, Deuteronomy 23:2.
Yeah, but that's the Old Testament. We have the New Testament.
That's right.
So
hey,
I'm gonna let you go. I appreciate the call. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and the things to God that are God's. Folks, Hitler used that line, and people take the Bible out of context. Should people in Russia follow Stalin? What about Mao Zedong? What about Nero? Supposed to follow Nero? No, my friends. You're supposed to stand up against evil. You're supposed to defend your family. Those are commandments. It's common sense, folks. Common sense. And you're talking about the churches being controlled. I mean, they basically say, follow the leader. Of course, they didn't say that under Bill Clinton. It's incredible. I mean, if our founding fathers would have had that attitude, we never would have defeated the crown and gotten some freedom. But this whole line about, you know, the leaders being God or God's vessels, I guess Pol Pot was, or Ho Chi Minh, or any of these people. What about this story I've got right here? This is a story out of the London Guardian. Maybe people shouldn't criticize him because he's a government official. Ex-minister held in child sex ring case. Portugal's spiraling pedophilia scandal has threatened to engulf the nation's elite after the arrest of a top politician and a warning from judges that the arrest of more members of parliament could be imminent. Socialist politicians have claimed that they are part of a witch hunt after the arrest of the official spokesman, Pablo Pedroso, on 15 charges of sexual abuse of minors following a phone tape conversation by police. The trial of a top TV presenter, a former ambassador, and a leading children's health expert on similar charges is expected to start soon. So I guess in Florida, where you have the head of the database as a convicted pedophile over the CPS grabbing kids. Hey, you know, he's part of the government, man. Don't criticize him. Bible says so. No, it doesn't say so. Okay? And Hitler said, oh, the Bible says render unto Caesar. Folks, Christ was saying this money doesn't matter. Their systems are fraud. Fine, let them have their system, is what Christ was saying. So, yes, I have heard Christian broadcasters who aren't really Christians saying we should give up our rights, that we've got to give up our rights, that Bush is ordained by God, that he's this big Christian, and they're ignoring the fact that he's a Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove member. You know, didn't the Bible warn us about false prophets? Didn't it tell us that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light, can quote scripture at you? No, the Bible does not say go along with evil leaders. The Bible is full of evil governments and evil countries being punished. It's historical fact. You reap what you sow. And do away with our Constitution. Make Bush king. This is being spoken all over the country. But the type of people that believe this aren't active and are basically just minions, and they don't even count. They're furniture. I hope you weren't saying this, sir, but I understand the point we're making, because I've heard it before. We have federally funded churches. We're going to be hearing a lot more. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for...
803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We're back live. Let's go to Bill in New Jersey, then I'm diving back in the news and then into more calls. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I want you to calm down and relax because this is going to get you very upset. I was listening to 770 AM.
Sir, I don't want to plug other people's radio shows, especially if they're attacking us, but you were listening to a radio station. Go ahead.
Okay, a talk show host on the overnight. A caller brought up Iran-Contra. Okay, and you remember Oliver North talking about Bin Laden. Okay, and I don't remember the senator. They said it was Senator Al Gore making fun of Bin Laden's name. You remember that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this talk show host says, well, that wasn't Bin Laden Oliver North was talking about on nationwide coast-to-coast AM. Okay, he says, well, it was some other terrorist, and all that stuff, that's all a bunch of lies. None of it's true. Okay,
well,
this is on the biggest station in New York City.
Well, the Senate report... in 99 by Republicans says Bin Laden in 98 was used with the CIA to attack the Serbs to get that war started. They admit that Bin Laden's group was founded by the CIA. They admit they flew 8,000 of them out to safety in 2001 and 2002 in the war in Afghanistan. They admit they paid for the hijackers' homes and cars and credit cards. They admit public officials were told not to fly. They admit all of this. They've had press conferences with Larry Klayman, the Judicial Watch, on C-SPAN, admitting the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. We know the Carlyle Group and Halliburton and others do all the big contracts in the Middle East with all these people. So the host just denied the fact that the sun comes up in the morning, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it's known that Bin Laden was our big lovey-dovey asset in the 80s fighting the Soviets. That's a historical fact. That he was the go-between bringing in CIA money. That's hundreds of mainstream articles in the 80s. He was this big hero. You're saying they just denied that.
I wish I had tape rolling, but I don't have anything set up in this room. But I'll tell you what, if I did, I would have played it back for you. This was Steve Malzberg, okay? And he was on the overnight. And he was talking about some emails that were going around saying that they had picked up Muhammad Atta and they had him locked up and Bill Clinton had him released from jail. And
that's
says,
MSNBC.
Yeah, he says, oh, well, that was a different Muhammad Atta. He says that was the same name, he said, but it was a different guy.
Sure.
And another thing some of the other hosts are doing over there is they're really trying to alienate the whites away from the blacks and the Mexicans to the point where these groups of people won't speak to each other.
Oh, yeah, it's all about Balkanization.
Yeah,
the only conservatism they know is this Balkanization.
Yeah, now... understand there's a lot of blacks and Mexicans in the military, in the United States military. They think that white people are like a bunch of nobody, lame brain, weak sissies, okay, that aren't going to do anything. And, you know, they can keep promoting their... Monica Crawley admits that she belongs to the CFR. Yet 10 years ago, they would have put me in the nut house for mentioning, even mentioning the CFR.
I remember 5-6 years ago on the air, I would say CFR and get calls... you're crazy. I heard crazy people say that exists. There is no New World Order. There isn't even a Rothschild family. They don't exist.
And the last thing, Alex...
so that's their new policy. It just didn't happen. We don't know what you're talking about. It's made up.
And they're going to keep repeating this and repeating it until it gets into your brain and you start believing it. They're just going to keep on repeating it.
So I guess now Bin Laden never worked with the CIA and never worked with Oliver North and never did any of that.
There you go. That's right.
Okay, then. I guess there weren't Senate hearings and all this stuff. You know, it's an absolute fact.
Well, one thing I need you to do, if you have the time, or maybe Violet could do it, is just print up an information sheet in Spanish that I can hand to these Mexican people, because I'll tell you, the few that I talk to that speak English, they know all about what's going on. They said, this is what happened in Mexico 20 years ago. Why do you think we're here? You start talking to them about the Constitution, I'll tell you what, they're going to put their drinks down and stop chattering or whatever. They're going to listen to you.
Well, I know that here in Austin, probably the biggest listenership of any demographic is Hispanics. And they're very patriotic, good people. And they know in major polls, now 80%+ of Hispanics, that we've got to shut down the borders. We've got to control the borders, north and south. And the media tries to make everything a racial issue. It's a sovereignty issue.
It's the problems that are over there that are so bad, these people are like running for their life. They're not just here to make money. They're afraid of getting arrested.
Well,
again,
now even Mexico's industry shutting down.
Yeah,
and going to China.
Yeah, to China. And
hey, what do you think of these people that say it's Christian to worship your leader and not criticize your leader?
Yeah, that's another important thing. You know, don't put down a king just because he's king. He's a good king. He's a bad king. In my family, I have two lines of royal blood dating back I don't know how long. The one, I'm not going to say the name, but he was elected by the people. The people held him up, and they said,
king. Sir, this whole thing of getting rid of the Constitution and making Bush king.
George Washington fought in the backyard of the house grew up in. Okay, you read about the Battle of Monmouth. The British tried to run. Okay, they wouldn't surrender because they knew what was going to happen to them if they surrendered. They ran. Okay, George Washington chased after them. And there was a huge, huge British massacre in the Battle of Monmouth. A lot of British dead are buried not far from where I'm talking, even, all throughout here. And, you know, I grew up with this going through my head. You know, here we are in bed with the British again, and we're just, like, coddling to them, because they speak English.
I hear you. Sir, I appreciate the call. It isn't the British people. It's the British government. It's the banking families and royal families over there. I appreciate the call. Ruth, where are you calling us from today, ma'am?
I'm in Monmouth County.
Okay, sir, go ahead. You're on the air. Okay.
Are you ready for Ruth?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's all right. Go ahead, Ruth. You're on the air.
I just wanted somebody mentioned the CFR a short while ago.
Yes.
And I just wanted to tell you that Rumsfeld just got through speaking to them on all the big TV stations. You know, they were reporting it. And
yeah, they had Bill Clinton give that speech where he thanked David Rockefeller, nationally televised with CFR behind him, and they still say, the police terror files say, these groups delusionally believe in a new world order, and an imaginary group called the CFR. It doesn't exist.
Well, if they were watching all the big cable networks, they had to see that he was speaking to the CFR just a few minutes ago. Thank you, Alex.
What was he saying at the CFR, Ruth?
I don't listen to him. I just had my TV on mute and read what was going on.
Let me ask you a question.
But I didn't hear a word he said. I didn't listen. I didn't want to listen.
Did you hear me read this article out of the Sunday Mail and Reuters about the death camps?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about those death camps?
Well, we just live in, I guess, call it horror. I don't know what else to call it.
Well, I think that's a good summation of what we live in. I would call it horror. And it's horrible to see this happening. Anything else you'd like to add, Ruth?
Just pray that it will all get cleared up and go away, and we will be back to our Constitution.
We've got to relearn it. Thanks for the call. Yeah, here are those articles I mentioned. I'll get to some stuff I haven't gotten to. This is U.S. plans death camp. The U.S. has floated plans to turn Guantanamo Bay into a death camp with its own death row and execution chamber. Prisoners would be tried, convicted, and executed without leaving its boundaries, without a jury, and without a right of appeal, the Mail on Sunday newspaper reported. The plans were revealed by Major General Jeffrey Miller, who is in charge of the 680 suspects from 43 countries, including two Australians. And it adds in here that, well, you know, the general thinks it's great, and so does our government. But they don't tell you that General Rick Baucus, again, resigned last year refusing to carry out torture. So they're going to torture young people into confessions. They even got children there, execute them, and say, see, we had a confession. Folks, this is so evil, and they're not even Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Euro hits record high versus the dollar as our government continues to badmouth the dollar. This is out of Reuters. The euro hit a record high against the dollar at 118.99 on Tuesday, climbing above the previous record of 118.86 set on the major trading system. The euro is keeping its bullish tone from yesterday, especially after the strong figures, said a dealer at the major Japanese bank. But London was on holiday when they released, so I think the market is still trying to catch up, he added. Data released on Monday showed the key German IFO Business Climate Index rose 87.6 in May from April's 86.6, beating most analysts' forecasts. Meanwhile, home sales are down, car sales are down, factories are shutting down, service companies are shutting down, retail sales are down, the stock market's down, the dollar is plunging, and I heard this talk show this weekend going, greed is good, money is God. It was on in Dallas and has an affiliate in Austin. And I called into the guy's show and I go, what does the dropping dollar mean? Oh, it's not a problem, don't worry about it. Stock market's going back up, buy. Okay, the same folks that told you Enron was a great investment 5 years ago. Many dealers believe it is only a matter of time before the euro hits the next target of $1.20 when it was worth 90 cents just a year ago, now that it has gone above the psychologically important launch day high. There's been some confusion over the single currency's record, with different data providers registering different all-time highs. Traders and electric brokers, EBS, had registered a peak of 119.06. That's what I covered last week, despite the possibility of a near-term pullback. Currency analysts at some major bands revised up their forecast of the euro in recent weeks. So, and our government saying a low dollar is good. And we have the Portuguese government embroiled in sex slave, child sex slave situations. I mean, this is who runs our lives, ladies and gentlemen. The absolute scum of the earth. Probe into happy pill after spat of suicides. Government bows to pressure over Prozac. A major inquiry into the launch into the safety of a widely prescribed antidepressant drugs, including Xanax and Prozac, following a separate spat of suicides and reports of severe withdrawal reactions. The government's medical advisors have caved into pressure to hold a fully independent assessment of the risk associated with antidepressants known as SSRIs or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. By the way, when they did the studies in the early 80s of Prozac, they found a large percentage, around 14%, had suicidal tendencies. You see, it puts you into a dream state, so you're happily bumbling around kind of in a mesmerized, mind-controlled state, literally. Then you have a bad day or a bad trip. It's a These drugs are more associated with hallucinogens than they are with other type drug families. And some people just have a snap. I've talked to psychologists and people that know what's happening, and they say that, you know, they've had patients who are on it, and they're dancing around naked with butcher knives on top of their houses. They kill their kids. Most of these women who kill their kids were on multiple drugs. Almost all the shooters, in fact, we haven't found one yet who wasn't on these drugs. It also makes you very open to suggestion. It puts you into a subconscious state, folks. These people are sleepwalking. And, of course, you get screwed up on one drug, so they put you on two or three more drugs. It's horrible with children. Recently, there have been reports of suicides among patients taking the medication, as well as users describing nightmares, tremors, and feelings of violence. But don't worry, the government, the Committee on Safety and Medicines, has been set up to look at withdrawal reactions suffered by users who may spend months trying to come off the drugs. The group will listen to firsthand experience. Well, we've talked to doctors and scientists, and I'm not going to give you medical advice, but they say do not go off of this cold turkey. That's when you really get problems. You've got to titrate the dose downward and reverse titration You've got to get it down lower, and you've got to really phase yourself off of it over several months. I mean, folks, this stuff is like LSD. That's what it's more closely akin to than something like Ritalin or which is a amphetamine, a speed, or a depressant like Valium. I mean, this stuff is just out of control. And there's 100 million pound sales a year just of one of these medicines alone. I guess that's about 160 million in the United Kingdom. The news about the investigation into SSRIs will come as a blow to the pharmacological industry, which has marketed the drugs as safe and effective. And it goes on and on and on. It's amazing. For GSK, it comes in the wake of the humiliation of shareholders' rebellion, which defeated an attempt to give its chief executive, Jean-Pierre Garnier, a $15 million payoff, were he to lose his job. And since last year, more than 22 million prescriptions for antidepressants were written out by British patients, most of them for SSRIs. These drugs work by allowing the hormone serotonin to act properly in the brain, controlling mood swings. Oh, to act properly. How about you go for a jog? How about you splash some cold water on your face? How about you get on your knees and ask God to heal you? Because believe me, folks, their vaccines, their drugs are a bunch of trash. DNA sweep in Toronto alarms many. This is out of the Toronto Globe and Mail. These are the words Douglas Campbell, 20, used to describe his emotions after police knocked on the door of his Toronto apartment last week and asked him for DNA sample. In more and more crimes, they do sweeps of whole areas of the city, demanding blood and tissue samples, blood, cheeks, skin, hair samples. And down in southern Louisiana, they've been doing checkpoints in whole neighborhoods, knocking on doors, threatening people with arrest if they don't give them blood or urine immediately, setting that precedent. Labor faces ID card rebellion. This is some good news out of the London Guardian. Home office plan breaches civil liberties and is open to fraud. Of course, the more they give us ID numbers, the more fraud. David Bunkett's plan for national identity cards will cause a substantial rebellion in the Commons. Labor members of Parliament warned last night the Conservatives and Liberal Democrats are to oppose the measure as a breach of civil liberties, but the government also faces opposition from backbenchers embroiled by revolts on trial by jury, foundation hospitals, and the Iraq conflict. People are mad, folks, because they've gotten rid of juries. They're getting rid of juries, period, in England. They're getting rid of freedom. They have over 3 million surveillance cameras in the country. They're pouring in the illegals. There's machine gunning deaths all the time. Their crime rates exploded. They're putting satellite tracker boxes in the cars to tax people. The government's running around foaming at its mouth, blowing up buildings, blaming it on people. That's now come out. And it's just bedlam, just like it is over here in our big cities. They're putting farmers in jail who shoot people attacking their house for the third time. They arrest a woman who stabbed someone who's raping her in her own home. This is the system when criminals control things. And at least in England, they know what a national ID card is. Here in the U.S., most states have had them for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Now 42 states have adopted. The final 8 are adopting face scans, thumb scans, digital photos. It's going in the grocery stores, going in the banks, school lunch programs, you have the thumb scan. Americans don't even know their driver's license is federally controlled and issued through the states. We got to first know what the threat is to fight it. No more calls. I've got a news blitz on drones, on a New World Order article out of Washington Post, a little bit on the Bilderberg Group. In the final segment, keep it locked in, InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I do this show live. We talk about real issues that affect you and your family. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We also simulcast on Global Shortwave, so you listen on a local AM or FM, but you go out of town, you travel, you're a truck driver, or you're going camping, or you're going on a cruise, or you're going to see family, get yourself a shortwave radio. You can listen during the day at 12.172 or 9320, and then back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890, or always at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. All right, let me hit on some of this final news. They could guide emergency crews, ease traffic jams. Drone research looks at traffic applications. Now, Senator Warner, 4 months ago, said they want to use it to watch the American people in every major city. Drones up there 24 hours a day. They already have them up there. When they announce something, it means it's already in place. Then there was backlash. They said, oh, it's to stop the illegals, and now all the conservatives, the neocons, are, oh, we need drones, drones, drones. Well, here's how they're selling it to you in the Cincinnati Inquirer. Pilotless planes, which the U.S. military has used to swoop out, snoop out Iraqi tanks and assassinate al-Qaeda terrorists, will be tested in Ohio to see whether they can battle a more down-to-earth hazard, traffic jams. Ohio transportation officials said university researchers believe the unmanned aerial vehicles, sometimes called drones, or UAVs, could promise as a way to keep an eye on traffic. Folks, I've been in the big cities, lots of them. They got thousands of cameras. Every side road, rural roads in Texas have cameras. This is for you and your family, folks. By the way, they got drones mounted now with a system that kills your car, and they want to put it on all new car standard. A lot are already doing it, where they hit your car with a radio beam and turns your car off. I got an article on that, by the way, here today. A lot of new car sellers, even if you have good credit, are going to make you take a kill switch in your car they can kill by remote access. Ill-suited for empire is out of the Washington Post. Joseph Nye, the military victory in Iraq seems to have confirmed a new world order. That's the first line. Not since Rome has one nation loomed so large above the others. Indeed, the word empire has come out of the closet. Respected analysts to both left and right are beginning to refer to American empire approvingly as a dominant narrative of the 21st century. So it says approvingly for the new world order. But again, the FBI training manual says if you believe in a New World Order, you're an insane terrorist. It doesn't exist. As they say, they're taking over. There's a Bilderberg blackout. Christopher Boylan, American Free Press, says that the mainstream media, to witness the annual Bilderberg conference, is to realize how the lords of the New World Order, the self-chosen elite of international finance, business, and politics, are allowed to assemble in secret and conspire with the convenience of the mainstream media. That's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with a complete list of attendance. We have another link to another site that does that. Europe has a declining birth rate, plunging in some areas. Some of the towns are half open. They got articles about they're going to put troops on the streets and MSNBC to keep you safe. Britain and France secure victory over the EU takeover. I got another article here about how miss a payment and your car may die, Fox 39 reported. Imagine getting in your car and your car won't start. The situation will be aggravated for most, but for hundreds of thousands of Americans, it could simply mean their car payment is overdue. Out of time, folks. Out of time. I didn't get to all of it, but I got to a lot of it. Go to Infowars.com to read the rest. It was a bunch of crazy stuff we didn't get to. Oh, was it out of control? Before I end this hour, this part of the show, and come back tonight, 9 to midnight, please get my videos, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, my ninth film is now out. Get three or more of any of the nine films. They drop down in price substantially. Call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. Make that call. Get those videos. Make copies. Get them out. Save America. 1-888-253-3139. You need to have these videos. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com to order. I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Tell your friends about the show and fight the New World Order.
I've lost 26 pounds so far with Vim and Vigor.
Since I've been with Vim and Vigor, I've lost 30 pounds, went from a size 42 to a size 38. People are flabbergasted when they see me.